Could a positive jobs report mean Wall Street will stop doing the slide?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. The economy added 117,000 jobs in July, while the nation's unemployment rate fell slightly to 9.1%. That's according to the Labor Department, out just minutes ago with its monthly employment report. Marketplace's Gregory Warner is with us live to give us the rundown on that. Gregory, what's the word?
The word is relief. First, these numbers were higher than predicted. Analysts were expecting 90,000 jobs to be created in July, and the number, as you said, was 117,000. And that's an improvement from the past 2 months, and it ticks the unemployment rate down to 9.1%. Wages also climbed, and June's job report was revised upward, so June's hiring had looked abysmal, but the revised figures make it slightly better. All this comes as a relief to some investors who are concerned about a slinking economy. Still, we should mention the unemployment rate remains above 9%, where it's been every month except two since the recession ended in July of 2009. And the economy would really need double the number of jobs per month to give a kick to unemployment.
All right.
Steve?
Marketplace's Gregory Warner. Greg, thanks. We're going to see now how U.S. markets will react to the jobs report, of course, when they open up in just about 40 minutes. For now, global shares are mixed. London's FTSE is off about 2% at the moment, but shares in Paris have actually turned higher now, up about 1% in Paris. That's ahead of a conference call between French and German leaders to discuss what more can be done to bail out weaker European countries. Wall Street yesterday, you know it, the S&P and NASDAQ lost 5% of their values yesterday. The Dow plunged 512 points, 4.3% to close at 11,383. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us now from New York, as she is every Friday morning, talking about the big sell-off and a rather positive jobs report. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So how does this report affect the volatile markets?
Well, we did need a bit of good news to jolt us out of that panic-induced selling from yesterday. But, you know, now we're going to get to the big stuff. The investment community is going to ask two big questions. Is the U.S. economy growing enough for companies to make money going forward? And will the European debt crisis be contained?
How should you and I and our audience, Jill, respond to this news? I mean, give us your personal finance expert opinion.
You know, I used to advise people for 15 years, and so I developed the 9 steps to investor sanity. You can see it on moneywatch.com. But here's the first three things. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Do not make a trade. Repeat step number one. You should not be doing much with your portfolio. You should have a well-diversified, balanced portfolio that will see you through it. If you are panic-stricken, you've got too much risk in that portfolio, and you've got to do something, but don't do it in the middle of a washout.
I'm taking a deep breath now. You think we're headed into another recession? What's going on with that?
I'm too much of an optimist. I don't think we're going to head into another recession. Unfortunately, for the 25 million who are unemployed or underemployed, it doesn't matter. We still need to get these folks back to work. And that's the key.
Unemployment rate, 9.1%, still high.
Too high, and too many people just not finding good jobs that they can get into. And that actually will be the key to getting this recovery spread out across the United States.
Jill Schlesinger at CBS Money Watch. Jill, have a great weekend.
You too.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com.
To the Middle East now, like a lot of governments around the world, the Palestinian Authority is tightening its belt big time. In July, the authority cut government workers' salaries in half. That's because promised donations haven't come through. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
In the garden of a tea house in Nablus, Khalid Abad is playing backgammon with a friend. He used to come here almost every day, but he can't afford to come that often anymore. He works for the Palestinian Authority's health department, and like all public employees here, he only got half his salary.
I've cut everything in my life in half.
Khalid Abad isn't only cutting back at the tea house. He stopped paying for his telephone, and other bills are piling up, too.
The landlord has been asking me about the rent. I'm doing what the Palestinian Authority is doing to us. I'm making promises.
The Palestinian government does have money. It's a question of how it can spend it. 40 minutes from the tea house in Ramallah, construction workers are finishing three big buildings that'll house government offices. Asad Khatib, who's the spokesman for the Palestinian Authority, says the government can't stop construction to pay salaries.
The room of maneuvering is limited because most of the projects, especially infrastructure projects, are financed by earmarked money coming from specific donors for specific projects.
Among the donors who haven't paid up are Arab countries, which need the money at home to deal with the ongoing unrest in this region. Khatib says whatever the reasons, the missing salaries are hurting the Palestinian economy. That's because the government is the biggest employer here, about 150,000 workers. But about a million people are thought to depend on those salaries.
The salaries are a significant part of the liquidity that is usually pumped into the market. And when this liquidity is shrinked by half, it will affect the demand in the market.
Rolling the dice onto the backgammon board, Khaled Abad, the health inspector, says the government is playing with his life. He says, we're their people. The government has to take responsibility. In Nablus, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And finally, New Hampshire police are looking for a man they're calling the remorseful robber. The thief stole $90 and a GPS device from a woman's purse in a grocery store. It was in a shopping cart. But the man apparently felt so bad about what he'd done, he later returned those items. The robber went to the woman's house, gave her the $90 back with $10 interest and a new cord for the GPS device. He also left a note before he ran off. The note said he was sorry, had fallen on hard times, and he signed it, stupid. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org, where you can get the podcast and check the numbers throughout the day, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.